But we sat down with Rose Leslie at the Hilton to talk about her role on the show, some of the things that she got up to, some of the injuries. She's still got some funny stories to tell from the set. And this is what she had to say earlier.
Well, Rose, thanks for joining me, star of Game of Thrones. What a pleasure it is to meet you. How are you enjoying Australia?
Oh, I'm loving Australia at the moment. Thank you very much. I mean, it's wonderful to be here in Sydney. It is my first time in the country, so I'm very much looking forward to...
Is it what you expected? Is Australia... didn't expect kangaroos in the streets or anything like that?
No. Do you know what? I had read up on the city before, so I was aware that there weren't going to be any kangaroos hoffing about. But no, it is exactly what I expected. But it's just so warm. I can't get over the novelty of stepping outside, you know, onto the streets with no sleeves.
Oh,
it's great.
That's a nice change for you then.
Yes.
And have you been recognised in the streets? Do people know who you are? Do they recognise you from Game of Thrones?
They do. Yes. Wow. Yes, they do. Which, you know, I think is an accolade to the show and how globally adored it is.
Does it freak you out occasionally that people know who you are?
Do you know what? Not really. And still, you know, touch wood, I've been very fortunate that the fans of the show have always been so passionate and enthusiastic about the series that it's always been a lovely thing to, you know, to talk and chat about.
I suppose they call you in Greek that day, they call you Rose, yes. They call you by your character's name.
Yes.
Something you've got to get used to, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And were you a fan of the books already, or were they something you went into later?
They were something that I went into later, actually. Once I realised that I was fortunate enough to play the part, I kind of, like, threw myself into the books, and I just divulged and read, like, the first four in a row, and immersed myself into that world and did as much research as I could before I started.
So you discovered a fair bit about your character before you even played her, I guess?
Yes, I did. Okay. I did indeed.
And
yeah.
how do you differ from your character? In real life, people meeting you for the first time think, that's Ygritte from Game of Thrones, and how is she compared to you?
Well, firstly, I think it's the voice that throws them a little bit, just because I put on a northern dialect to be Ygritte. But certainly, you know, I love to think I have some of her attributes in the sense that she is feisty and, you know, she's a strong, powerful woman. And, you know, I like to think I don't take so much crap as she does, but I want to be slightly more like her. I wish I were, but I'm not, sadly.
And it's quite a physical role too, isn't it? So was there some preparation on your part? You look pretty athletic already. Was this something you had to prepare for?
Most definitely. And, you know, I was very keen to make sure that certainly with the bow and arrow and with archery that it looked as authentic and real as possible. And I wanted to make sure that it was believable that this was, you know, north of the wall or Iceland, as it were, you know, was her terrain and she knew it very well. And this is, you know, where she'd been brought up. And as a result, obviously, because of her harsh surroundings, she was going to be, you know, very tough and physical and a hunter.
Okay. Really. And you did practice with the bow and arrow.
I did. So I got some training with archery and I did it, you know, several hours a day for a while and just really, you know, try to perfect the art.
So will you be representing at the next Olympics then? Or how well did you go?
I wish. Ygritte is a lot better at getting her targets than I am. But yes, thank heavens for CGI.
Okay. But it, as I mentioned, it is a pretty physical role, and you know, yes, you're bouncing off the wall and, you know, escaping and running and being held captive and things like that.
Absolutely.
You get injured on the set? Did you get hurt at all?
Do you know what? I didn't. So I was very fortunate. But you know, there was, you know, in Iceland, obviously with it being rather treacherous and with the ice and you know, being on glaciers and lots of snow and rocks, I fell over a couple of times and, you know, made a complete arse out of myself by just sliding. There was this one scene whereby we were shooting on a lake, on a frozen lake, and it was the most beautiful backdrop I've ever seen in my life, and it was like, you know, I felt so lucky to be there. And you know, when you're on the ice and you run up and then you slide and then you just skid for maybe about a meter or two. Well, I was just showing off in front of the crew, and quite rightly, as a result, I just fell flat on my ass and did a whole kind of like 180, which I deserved. I mean, I had it coming. So other than that, no.
And this role is quite a departure from, I first saw you in Downton Abbey.
Oh, right.
Which I'm a big fan of too, so congratulations on that as well.
Oh, thank you.
How has this been, it's quite a shift, isn't it, from the all the proper and being in
yes,
the heart of Downton Abbey to now being a wildling and quite
absolutely
a shift.
Absolutely, and it's wonderful to be able, you know, as an actor, to be able to have that challenge and to show versatility in that way. And it's great to have been, you know, working in London and then being able to go to Iceland for a job.
Okay,
lovely.
Cool. So with season four, we're season four is about to start here.
Yes.
But season three is out on Blu-ray as well. Are you a Blu-ray fan? Are you sort of the person who dives into the special features and all that? Are you that sort of fan?
Yes, I would say that I am. I do like to watch behind the scene footage and you know, to get a real grasp of what it is like on that particular set, and I do enjoy it. But with regards to kind of like the DVD or Blu-ray with quality, because isn't there
Blu-ray's better quality than DVD?
Well,
yes.
There you go. That's why I'm more of a Blu-ray fan.
Yeah. can you really comprehend or understand the popularity of the show? It's we mentioned before you get stopped on the street, but there is such a deep love for this show.
Mm.
Do you feel that on the set when you perform? You think this is going to be the best thing ever. Can you sense that when you're making it?
Do you know what? I personally don't, and I feel that is a bit of a blessing, just because I think if you were, whilst you were on set, trying to do the best possible job you can do, if you start going off on a tangent like that in your head, then I think you're never going to be able to, to really channel in on the character and even the lines or the scene. So I try to think of that as little as possible. But it's a wonderful convention such as Comic-Con that mm-hmm. I've been fortunate enough to go to for the last couple of years. And,
that must have been an experience.
Oh, my God, it was mind-blowing. It was mind-blowing. And being in that huge hall with, a good 1,000, about 6,000 people for a Q&A session was just extraordinary. And and it was just wonderful. And only then do you really grasp just how popular the show is.
Absolutely. Well, the show is popular. It's also quite violent.
Yes.
I try to sit down. My kids are fans of this show. They're teenagers, but I'm thinking they're watching this violence and it's a bit of nudity involved as well.
Indeed.
And that actually, you actually had to take off the clothes last year. Was that a confronting thing for you? Did you just own it? Or how do you deal with something like that?
I felt that certainly approaching the cave scene and seeing it from the character's point of view, I felt that within the series as a whole, that cave scene was, for the first time ever in my mind, it was a very loving scene, and it was wonderful to see the two characters, finally show their feelings, and even though it wasn't, I didn't feel that it was gratuitous in any way. I felt that this was a lovely, they were in their little bubble, they were in their world, both of them wanted this to happen. There was no power play going on whatsoever, which is something that you don't see when you're watching the scenes of Littlefinger in his brothel, that is all very, sexual politics going on. Yeah. Whereas in this cave scene, it was these two young people finally getting together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have your parents watched it? Are you uncomfortable with knowing that maybe your parents have seen this, or your relatives? Or
I can't even tell you. Like, both mum and dad were like, tell me the episode. I'm not even going to watch any of that episode. I'm not even going to turn it off when we know that you're going into the cave. I'm just not going to watch the episode. And so I made sure that, mum and dad were aware when not to turn on the TV. And of course, they didn't bloody want to see it either. So yes.
Well, we're about to review season four here, and you're obviously involved with that as well.
Yes.
Can you give us any tips? What's going to happen? Is it... we've seen nothing yet. Please tell us that.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but what I can say is that it's going to be a very treacherous, dangerous season. In the aftermath of the Red Wedding, there are many characters out there for vengeance.
The Red
Wedding.
And
there's going to be a lot of action, a lot of bloodshed. So it's... Mm-hmm. It's going to be absolutely exhilarating.
Yeah. Can you believe the reaction that the Red Wedding has had? That people post it. I've never seen more posts on Facebook and Twitter about the reaction to a TV show than that episode.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. Wasn't it extraordinary?
Yes.
It was amazing. And, those performances were nothing short of phenomenal. I thought that it was absolutely, it was beautifully done, beautifully shot. And, oh my God, I mean, even though I knew it was coming, even though I knew this was like the impending doom, and EP9, the penultimate episode is the one to look out for, I was still kind of like, with my hands over my face and being like, oh my God, I'm so sad. Because it was, I was tearing up.
Yeah, well, you must form quite a tight relationship with all your fellow actors. I know you're all in different parts of the world shooting your scene, so
yes.
you're quite a tight-knit group of people.
We are, and we all feel incredibly fortunate. I mean, I know I'm speaking for the entire cast right now, but we do feel incredibly fortunate to be a part of a show like this, whereby the magnitude and the quality is so high, and it's just the directors involved and the writers and the creators, they are geniuses in their own right, and it's brilliant to be part of it.
Well, I can't wait to see it on Blu-ray. I'm going to devour it once again.
Good.
I just want to ask you some, because I'm a tech writer, so I want to ask you some tech questions if I can.
Of course.
Are you a big tech user?
I'm really not.
No?
Sadly. Okay. Sadly not, no.
So you're kind of true to Ingrid, sort of the not using much
yes,
tech.
Yes, a dinosaur. Okay.
But you should, are you a iPhone or Android? Or?
I am iPhone.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you Mac or Windows?
I am Mac.
Mac. Okay. Yes. There's a theme here.
There's a bit of an Apple theme going
on. Okay. What about some favourite apps you like? What are some apps you like using?
I love the Fruit Ninja.
Yes.
That's my favourite app.
By the way, Australian made.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is Australian.
Congratulations
developed.
Congratulations to whoever.
Yes. A Brisbane developer created that.
Yep. I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
I'm sure they're going to be happy to hear that. That you're a fan of their work. That's great.
What else do I love? I think Snapchat is brilliant.
Uh-huh. So you're big on social media? Do you like social media?
I do like social media. I don't actually have a Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. So in that way, I'm not great on social media, but you know, with WhatsApp, it's always quite fun.
WhatsApp? Oh, are you on Instagram? Are you an Instagram fan? No.
Well, I am a fan, but I don't actually have my own account.
Okay. You better start. There'll be a lot of people would be following you for sure. Rose, really appreciate your time today, and welcome to Australia. Enjoy your time here.
Thank you very much. It's been lovely to meet you. Thank you.